The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2001 in two equal portions to the United Nations, UN, and to its Secretary General, Kofi Annan, for their work for a better organized and more peaceful world.
That announcement was made in Oslo, Norway today on the 100th anniversary of the first Nobel Peace Prize award in 1901. More than 30 living Nobel laureates are due to attend the centenary celebrations to be held in Oslo 2 months from now. At that ceremony, this year's recipients will be handed the monetary award that comes with the Peace Prize, nearly $1 million. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Good morning, Vicky. This award to the UN and to Kofi Annan, it's not exactly a surprise.
No, it's not, although the five-member Nobel Committee does have a history of disappointing some of the people who were considered front-runners. This year, there were 136 nominations, and this is the first time that the Peace Prize has gone to the United Nations. Geir Lundstad, who is the secretary of the Nobel Committee, said the decision was made September 28th, which would have been 17 days after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. And Lundstad said the committee was, of course, mindful of recent events, you know, the events of September 11th. But he said the decision generally is made based on events before February 1st, which was the deadline for the nominations.
Mr. Annan has just been re-elected to a second five-year term as UN Secretary General. What do people consider his most significant accomplishments during that first term?
When Kofi Annan took over from Boutros Boutros-Ghali of Egypt, the United Nations was a very troubled organization. The United States had become quite antagonistic towards the UN. It considered the UN as an organization that wasn't really working in the interests of the United States. The United States is its biggest funder. And in recent years, the United States actually had been withholding the dues that it owed the UN because it said that the organization needed to make changes. Members of Congress described the United Nations as bloated, inefficient, hopelessly mired in bureaucracy. And Kofi Annan has a reputation as a very good manager. He brokered a compromise with the United States. Reforms have been made at the UN. A lot of you know, more needs to be done, but the United States has agreed to release the money, and that is very, very important for the future of the organization.
Mr. Annan is the first Secretary General to actually come through the ranks of that, as some say, bloated bureaucracy. He's been with UN staff for his career.
Yes, he has. He was head of the UN peacekeeping operations before he became Secretary General. And he actually upset a lot of people in that capacity because Kofi Annan believes that human rights come first and sovereignty second. And he says that if governments are abusing their own people, then national borders should not be inviolate. But he does have a reputation as being courageous and quite provocative.
He's 63. He's from Ghana. What else?
He's educated in the United States, and he's a man who grew up believing very much in the ideals of African nationalists. And he often tells African countries, you have to be responsible for yourself, stand up, and take care of your own affairs.
Thanks very much. NPR's Vicky O'Hara.